This is CliffCentral.com.
This is Kwela Deza.
And you're listening to Delighted with Rami and Romeo on CliffCentral.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jeremy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Maronza. You are going to Sun City. I don't miss it.
There we go.
Yes,
you
yes.
are going to Sun City, my brother.
What an awesome way to start your Monday. Like, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's so awesome. Go, Rami.
You know? It's your birthday. Yeah. We're going to party. You see, that's the song you should
that's
be playing.
That's the song that should have played.
You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, yeah. Pali Samara sometimes, you know?
You know?
You know, sometimes Pali Samara, it's utang chako sporong. Yeah, but
wow,
hey.
Wow, man. Like,
yeah.
Monday, 3rd July. Never forget.
Yes.
It's the Remstar's birthday.
It's the Remstar's birthday.
It's belated.
Yes.
And we are delighted.
Yes.
And, my message to you before we get carried away with other people in the studio is that I know and understand your struggles. And every season in your life needs to get to a point where you go through all four seasons. It's cold, it's winter, it's autumn, it's spring. But then there must come a season where you are just belated. You are just getting whatever you want. You know, contracts, money, you know, blessings. And in my heart of hearts, if yeah. something like that exists.
Yeah, it is. It your is heart of hearts, yeah.
It is your season. And everything is just going to, every door that was closed is going to open up. And it's going to stay like that forever. So that's my birthday wish for you.
Yay. Yeah? Thank you so much, Maromza. You mustn't make me cry, Pela. How
No. Focus, Pela. We still have an hour to go. Eh?
Thank you so much.
You know, our guests will be sitting and they have no clue what to do.
I know, I do.
They're thinking, give me a tissue. Maybe it's going to be awkward. We are live on radio. What do we do?
Good morning, everyone. Good, yeah, morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in on Belighted today with Rami and Romeo.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful morning.
Yeah.
I slept. Let me tell you what happened. I slept yesterday.
Okay.
And after falling asleep, I woke up after, I think, a good like 4 or 5 hours.
Mm.
I slept at 11.
What?
I slept at 11:30.
Half past 11, okay.
And I didn't do that whole thing of waiting up and waiting for 12 o'clock. I'm so old for I'm too old for that these days.
Yeah.
I thought about it, I was like, I'm gonna sleep. And then I slept long,
okay.
Or what I thought was long, and I woke up to check the time because now I'm excited. Yeah, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
It was only 1:46.
Oh.
So I couldn't call anyone. I couldn't like tell people like, come call me, it's okay, I'm awake.
Yeah,
so I've been awake since then.
Oh.
And yeah, and people have just been calling me. My friends have been calling me. My mom, my family, my kids.
But
absolutely. I know, and it's fantastic. Yeah.
One thing I love about us is we're not umpulelanditsela. People don't know you and I actually born in the same year.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we're not going umpulelanditsela.
Yeah, but I'm 29. So don't be telling.
No, I don't
care how old you are.
I never said which.
I know, but I'm just telling you that in case you think we are going together.
Yeah.
Nah. I'm 29.
I diplomatically said we were born on the same year.
Yes,
I
agree.
1969.
I agree. I don't have issues with that. But don't think as you count and going 31, 32, 33, I'm counting with you. No.
When
I
you
said 29.
Oh.
I'm 29 forever and ever.
But
since
we are born on the same year, it means I'm going to be 29 forever.
Exactly. We're not just stick to 48. It's okay. We're not your years we are counting. We are counting your years. So anyway, we are here.
Yes.
Let me tell you what we have lined up.
Mm.
Because you know me, sometimes I know that people think I'm generous and all of that, but there are days where I get selfish by myself. Mm. A few months ago, I came across this musician, Dumza.
Yeah,
Dumisani Maswana, but he calls himself Dumza Maswana.
Mm.
He can sing
for days. Yeah.
I think even when he says hello, it comes. When he says Molo, which is like the title of his album,
right?
It comes out as a song.
As
Molo.
A song.
Oh, ooh, mercy, Lord.
Yeah.
So, as soon as I heard that man's voice, I was like, he is coming to the show on my birthday. He's coming to sing.
Right.
So Dumza is going to be here.
Ooh.
He's coming to sing.
Excellent.
In fact, he is.
And he's
coming to sing.
Unplugged live.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's going to be so nice.
Yes.
So he's going to be here.
Okay.
He's going to be singing for me for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that I would have loved for them to be here. Like,
yeah.
Had Gregory Porter walked in here, I wouldn't have complained. You know what I'm saying?
That would have been awesome, especially for you.
for me. Yeah. You know, you know, like that, those musicians that I can't do. You know what I mean? Exactly. You know, exactly. So, but anyway, before we get there, in studio as well, I've got Thabiso and Rudolph.
Right.
Now, Maromza, let me tell you who Thabiso and Rudolph are.
Please.
Thabiso and Rudolph, they have a company.
Yeah.
They do gardening, painting, basically general maintenance around your house, from gardening all the way to painting, roofing. Goodness, I don't know.
They do
everything. Plumbing. They do everything. They do it, they do it, they do it. So they're busy at my house. Okay? So today we had a little minor technical glitch. And then they said, it's fine. We'll do it tomorrow. So... And now they were going somewhere. And then I said, no, I'll give you a lift, because they left their truck somewhere. And then I said, I'll give them a lift. And then I'm asking them, why are you going? They're like, we're going to Randburg. I'm thinking, no. Let's go to my show. Let's go together to the show. So the poor guys were hijacked in my car. And but they're cool. They've been absolutely amazing. I don't know why my mic is popping. They've been absolutely amazing. And the work that they do, you must see my house, Joe.
Yeah.
The last time you were at my house, the house that you're going to see when you come over is not the same house. Past. You're going to drive past. You're going to go back to the security and say, no. I am looking for. Kenya Canal number 26, and it's not going to be there.
Okay.
Do you understand?
All right.
Because that one that you're going to come and see, it's another thing altogether.
Yeah.
So, Rudolph and Thabiso, say hello in the microphone. Rudolph is shy.
But wait, the mic doesn't bite.
Close. Come closer. Speak it to the. Okay, at least type is so closer.
You can pull it like this towards you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Rudolph.
Yeah, no, it's the first time I've been in.
In it. So. Yeah, and you mustn't move. Don't say it's the first time. No, stick to here. Stick to here. Be here.
Yeah.
So, the tall one, who's tall like you, Maromza, that's Rudolph.
Okay.
And then, then there's Thabiso. What can you say? And what I like about what they do, they've got a very funny sense of humor. You know, if someone can handle me for a day, then I know they're cool.
Good. Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah.
And we've been together for how many days now? 4 days.
Yeah.
4 days. Four days. Mm. Yeah, Rudolph is like five. I'm like four. It's like five. That's how long we've been together.
Okay.
So, their company is called...
Sibanda Trading.
And tell us a bit, Thabiso, about your company. Welcome to Belighted with Rabbi and Romeo.
Thank you. I started this company last year on August. When I started this company, it's like I was like focusing on, usually I was like starting this company concentrating on transport. So I met this guy Rudolph. So he's went to school for TEF. TEF meaning he knows about plants, everything. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's what it was called.
Is it landscaping?
It's landscaping.
But then TEF. I'm like thinking.
There's a school that calls TEF. They teach you how to maintain crops and gardening, everything about gardening.
Yeah.
So I was like concentrating on transport, but I looked at both sides. I said to this guy, let's do landscaping as well.
Yeah.
Understand? Okay. Because transport, it can be there, but it will work like an alternative thing.
Right.
If like people are asking for transport, we do have
keep talking.
Business cards for transport and landscaping as well.
Yeah.
So I called this guy so that we can work together.
Work together, yeah.
Yeah, me and him.
But then if you call Rudolph, where do you know Rudolph from?
I know Rudolph from Kailam Country Club.
Oh, so that's where you were.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, like, so this guy, these are the guys who like those green grasses, eh? Green grass. Yeah, go Kayalami. Understand. Yeah. And how has it been? I mean, it's not... If it's last year, August, that means it hasn't been over a year. It's only a year next year.
Yeah.
Next month, So you've only been working for a year. Okay, let me tell you another thing. You know, guys, you know, when you look for something online, okay?
Yeah.
I was just looking for landscaping because I had to change the face of my house. Yeah, that's my little bit, the present to my face, to myself. So I thought, let me Google and see. So there I am, I'm typing the first thing I think I typed gardening and landscaping. And they were like, I don't know. Hold on. At work, they are calling me. Oh. I don't know what they want. Hi. Ishmael, I just want to tell you that you are live on air because I'm on my show on Belighted. Mm. And I put you on speaker so that the listeners can hear that you're calling me during work.
And he's laughing.
And you're laughing. So what do you want, Ish?
I want you to ask if you could come early, if you're going to rap early.
Of course, I am going to be done. As soon as the show is done, I will be there with you.
Oh, all right, because we're going hectic.
So, Rami,
I love it when you're going fast. I love it. Okay, I'll be there. Don't worry. Okay, but Rami, now get off air. When you're eating airtime at Cliff Central.
Yeah.
Go away.
Right. So she's taking a call live on air. This is the beauty of...
Okay, I had to take... I had to take that call live on air. Balesa, what do you want? Guys!
Focus.
I even forgot. I even forgot what I was saying. Doomsday is here. Mercy, Lord. Oh, gosh. Yes. It's so cool to be on radio like this.
Okay, by the way, you took a call while he was still explaining.
Yes. Okay, no. I was actually asking a question. Yeah. I was telling you that I Googled. Mm. And then... When I Googled, there were like a whole lot of white companies, landscaping companies. Mm. And their company was the first one.
Okay.
See, under trading. And I'm like, why is it like on, like it was in the top five.
Yeah.
And then I clicked on it and I saw beautiful pictures. I was like, aha, I want a garden like that as well.
Okay.
I called him that morning and I say, hello, Tabiso, I saw you on the things. Like, okay, fine. I work around your area. Give me your address. I'll come. And they came. An hour later, they were at my house. They were doing this. Then they gave me a quote. The following day, guess what? They started working.
I wanna. There's something important that's coming from this. I mean, you talk about accessibility, and how quickly they responded.
Yeah.
How would you say this? How important is this, especially for other budding entrepreneurs? Because I think, you know, you go on the internet searching. And you find, you know, you're looking for, you know, essentially a black company and, you know, you struggle to find it. But I love how you just went, Googled, got them. And then you say the following day, you already were at the house.
Yeah, they were there. It was insane.
Mm.
And in 3 days, my house looks different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In three days.
It's unrecognizable.
So tell me, from the time you Google them to the final product, how many days did they take?
It's 5 days.
Done. Okay. So, guys, that's what I'm saying. Entrepreneurs struggle with accessibility.
Yeah.
You don't always find people when you're looking for services.
Yeah.
And was that very strategic on your side to say, to make sure, you know, we respond quickly? Is that part of maybe your company ethos?
No, what I'm happy with, it's like I put my head on gardening in 4 ways.
Right.
Gardening service in 4 ways. Mm. I put my head there. Mm. If you can look at Facebook as well. I'm also on a Facebook.
Okay.
So that's where people are getting me quickly. Mm. And I respond as quickly as I can.
You see? That's the secret as well. Responding as quickly as you can.
Yes.
You know? Mm. I mean, same day. They're like, we are in an area. Where are you? I will come. And then they did.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let me tell you, they've got such a great sense of humor.
Mm.
They make me laugh all the time. And then Rudolph here is the joker. Like, he's the comedian of the two, between the two.
Okay.
And he likes saying, I said things that I did not say. And the stuff that he said, he denies them later. And then in that interview, so he'll be like, dude, we heard you. This is what you said. And then he just laughs like that.
Yeah.
But guys, how do people get hold of you? I know I've got your number, but I want you to say it on air and tell us. But before we go there,
First, what kind of services? Like,
give us all of it.
The services that you offer, and then how do people get hold of you?
Can you?
Yeah. What's that, Rudolph?
Normally, they have to go on online, send on Sibanda's Landscaping, or else they will find the contact on Sibanda Landscaping, and they can contact us.
Yeah, but what kind of services do you offer? Can you give us a rundown of all the services that you provide as a company? Because someone might be listening and saying,
someone might want plumbing and they think they're only doing landscaping.
You see.
Now we are offering, like, when we find a guardian, we design a garden. When we found like when you want some plants,
okay,
we buy plants, plant for you. When you want plumbing, if your plumbing is like messed up,
yeah,
we do plumbing as well.
Okay,
the roofing we do, the painting. You know, we like trading with other people. Okay. We don't just take all the job on our own. All
right.
We like trading with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do have people who are doing plumbing. Mm. We contact them. Guys, here's a job.
Okay.
Then we work with them.
Oh, I see.
You see.
All right. So it's plumbing.
Yeah.
It's landscaping. It's
painting,
roofing,
yeah. And roofing,
yeah, and then you also
and they also do maintenance as
flower,
well.
Maintenance, yeah. Flower design, yeah. Maybe you could say flower design for a lack of a better word.
Oh yeah, they even build price stands, guys. I mean, hello, do I have to tell people exactly what you did?
Also the paving we do.
The paving as well. Okay, they do everything.
So it's like there was this ad that says. Call a husband. If your husband, we come and do all the jobs your husband doesn't do.
Exactly. So these two are my husbands right now. These two are my husbands right now. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Excellent. Okay.
But it's been great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Been,
no, but you didn't give us the number of
contact
yeah.
details. Yeah.
Contact details. You can call me on 071-57-17-404.
Repeat that.
071-57-17-404.
Excellent.
Yeah. And Rudo?
No, mine it's not. We're only using it because it's on air.
Right. But now I've got your number. Why didn't you tell me I mustn't use it? Because I call you and I want.
No, it's only WhatsApp. You will ask me.
And then do you have an email?
An email, it's info at Sibanda Trading.
Sibanda, SIBANDA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trading.co.za.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming. And
thanks, guys.
I'm glad that I'm going to get lost in Rami's house next time.
Yeah. It's a good thing. And it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I got lost yesterday because, remember, I went to Polokwane. And when I came back, I was like, whose house is this? It was mine. It was all mine. But thank you so much, Rudolph. Thanks, and Taviso.
Yeah.
For being here and for joining us, and now you can like get off air, okay? But then you can sit there and chill with us, and we're going to talk to this one. Oh, hey, Doomza.
Hello.
He spoke. Oh.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
No. Where's Mr. Gwej?
Gwej.
Where's Mr. Gwej?
He must be here.
I can't handle it. Mr. Gwej must come in studio.
Let me tone down my voice as well. So I think I'm going to have to handle this interview on my
messy
own.
Messy lot. Huh? I can't.
You are causing havoc, my brother.
Yeah.
So I put you on the spot. It's Rami's birthday. Can you sing something for her? Can you make up a song and then give her your happy birthday message?
Wait, I need to record
message.
This, guys. Wait.
Yeah.
I need to record this. Wait.
All right.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. So Rami will tell you when
she's ready. You have to
come in. And I'm going to do it, you know, the Eastern Cape way.
That's what we want.
Because we say things in Isixhosa, you know, so well.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Oh wait. The camera people are here.
Okay.
Oh God.
Happy birthday, Rami. Happy birthday, Rami. Minemnandi kuwe Rami. Minemnandi kuwe. Sugo luhle kuwe Ramza.
Nice one.
Oh my God.
So she's actually in tears. Tissue guy,
Robert, tissue
somebody.
I forgot to bring tissue. No, I think I've got.
Welcome, man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. So, Belated is a show that really you will see the atmosphere is very relaxed. We talk to you about business, about you know perspective on current affairs. Essentially, anything goes. That's what we call on radio.
Yeah.
So the show every Monday 9 to 10 a.m. As I sell the show to you, because you need to make sure when you leave here, you download all the podcasts so you have an idea what the show is about.
All of them that you missed.
Yeah, actually, I'm a fan of the show, so
we are late.
No, you guys are late.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Welcome. Okay, I'm alive.
Are you back?
I'm okay now.
All right.
Sure. I almost fell over, guys. Dumza, you must try speaking in a soprano, like, or a hello, I'm here, or something, because at anything lower than that, I'm not going to be able to cope.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to see you. It's so good to be here.
I remember when I heard your music the first time, I was like, I know, I'm going to be selfish and go spare and save you for my birthday so you can come through on my birthday.
Yeah.
And then listen to you sing and all of that. Oh, look, man, at you. And I found out about you when, by the way? It was before you even went to Kaya. I think Mr. Gwej had put something on his Twitter. He doesn't even use Facebook, that one. I don't think so. He thinks he's too stylish. Yeah. He thinks he's too hot for Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I downloaded the album immediately. Yo. Mm. And then I went, obviously the first song I went to Molo. Yeah. Yo. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, wow. Okay, let me know. I know I'm so self-indulgent.
Thank you very much. Do you realize I've actually decided to make this show about you today?
Of course it is.
You
to
do
be
all
about
the talking.
Me.
I'm just humming in the background.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about you.
Yeah.
You are from the Eastern Cape.
Yes.
Because I need to understand where do these people, like, is there a river where people like get water for voices to be like that?
Yeah.
But there's just something there. I don't know what's in the water.
I also don't know, but I think that if you go to the Eastern Cape, whether you're going to a wedding, whether it's a funeral, whatever ceremony it is, you know, we sing.
Yeah.
Right.
We make up songs. Mm. You know, if you're going to a wedding, don't think that you're going to hear the songs that you've listened to.
Yeah,
you know?
Like Dipirima
Kunutu. No. There's something new for that day. You know, they look at you and say, umakoti upete this and this. You know, umakoti. You know, umfana. That we will make up songs. Mm. So I think that's where even the composition, you know, side of we got it. You know, I got it from there. You know, on how to compose songs. You know, we just create melodies.
Because you're an amazing songwriter. Mm.
You know, my friend Mbuso Khoza usually says, you know, Tina singamaZulu, we have the rhythm. Maskuluma city, kunjani mfowethu. And amaXhosa have a melody, but molweni. It sounds like we're singing. So maybe, you know, maybe it is there. You know.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about your album. Okay. I have all of it. Like,
my album Molo is my second album.
Yeah.
It's all live, you know, produced by four amazing producers, Luyanda Matope.
Hello.
Yeah. Luyanda Matope. And this the story is that I wanted him to do two songs, Molo and Umthandazo. And I felt like Luyan understood exactly what I wanted for the album, and I was like, can we do five songs instead of two?
He's an amazing pianist.
He's an amazing pianist. He knows how to play for a vocalist.
Yeah.
He knows what to play where and when. You know, he's just not going to go there and just play Luyanda. He's going to play your music. Mm. He's going to interpret what you give him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then I also worked with an amazing pianist, Duduzo Makatini.
Hey, banna.
You know,
Duduzo guns.
Yeah. You choose them well. You choose them well.
Yeah, Duduzo Makatini. Because I wanted him. Duduzo Makatini worked with the likes of Tatuze Mngawana.
Yeah.
And right.
Then, so I was like, you know, there is that. There's that sound, you know, that I want you to bring, you know, and so if you will, you know, he came and he gave me exactly what I wanted, the way I wanted it, you know, and then I worked with Gabriel Sirman, you know, he's my friend, you know, we've known each other for some time, and also with Banda, you know, so
the bass player, guys, Banda is the bass. Hey, you know, when you say we got the bass, you're talking about Banda.
Yeah,
because you know, Banda, when I compose songs, I always hear bass line, you know, something like and then I will sing it will play over and over,
yes.
And then I will sing on top of that, you know, so that's I had to bring a bassist,
you know?
And if you listen, I mean, most of the songs are played by Shocks,
yes, Shocks, yes.
bass is dominant there. You
yes,
know?
It is.
My voice and bass. And it was intentional.
Like one. Mm.
It was intentional because, yeah. I mean, the bass is everything. You know, for yeah. me, if there's no bass,
well, trust
the song
me,
hasn't
bass
started.
Is everything right now.
So it is everything. If there's no bass, it's like the song hasn't started.
Mm. Yeah, no. When my last group. Like
So I mean, from what you are saying, I can tell that there's quite a lot of thinking that you've put into your music.
Yeah,
and also I'm kind of like interested how you fuse music with business, because given you know the current musical scene, a lot of people are scared whether you know you put up music whether it will work or not. But how I suppose there will be you would have infused some business aspect to your music,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's what I'm really interested to find out how, because I love your confidence, you know, and you know that your music is gonna work.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a product. How do you then support it to make sure that it sustains itself?
You know, I never even thought about that. You know, because if you think about that when you are making music, it might really take you to other places.
Yeah.
First, the most important thing is to be honest. Do what you want to do. You know, this is art. Mm. You know, if you go to a student and say, I want to make a hit, I want to make you know commercial music and all those things.
And sale.
You know,
and
I mean, the most complex songs look like Take Five in jazz and other songs.
Yeah.
I don't think when they were composed they were meant to be hits or whatever.
Superstars, yeah.
But
okay. yeah.
but those okay. songs are big.
Yeah.
So I think it's in being authentic, you know, be yourself. Mm. And then the rest, you know, I think people they relate so well with if you are yourself,
authentic,
you're genuine,
yeah.
you are authentic. Yeah. Mm. You are yourself. You're not trying to be anything else, you know, but yourself.
Yeah.
And in this album, that's what you're going to get. Dumza Maswana, as he is. You know, as I speak, I sing.
Mm. Yeah, you actually remind me of something that we often say, that your vision must be big enough to carry you when everybody drops you.
Yeah.
Well, English. Yeah.
I'm writing notes. I'm going to coach.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But what you're saying is exactly what remember when I had I did have breakfast with Gregory Porter.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Yes. Well, and you know what he said? He said to me, because we're talking about music.
Yeah.
And I think people the same way that you said, like, now we know Molo. Now we have to go back and find your first album.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And you are saying, I am honest with the music. I do what I do.
Yeah.
And then wherever you catch me, once you get hold of me, like most of the people knew Gregory Porter with Liquid Spirit.
Yeah.
And they didn't know there was Be Good and there was Water.
Yeah.
You know? And then now we needed to go back and find the other albums.
Yes.
And go like, oh, so is this where he started?
Yeah.
And it was funny how everyone would groove to 1960 what? Because it had that funk remix other version.
Mm.
And they didn't know it's the same person who went and said, hey, Laura, it's me.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, wow. Okay, now let's go back and get the other things.
Before you said something so intelligent. You gotta keep going and people will find you.
Yeah, they'll
you
find you.
You have to
That's
keep
exactly.
going.
I was like, oh, yeah, but I want to. It's like, dude, just do what you do.
Yeah.
Do yourself.
Yeah, do yourself. They will find
they
you.
Will
and
find you.
That's exactly what you're doing.
And either way, they will go back and catch up.
Absolutely. Okay, now I want to talk about my other love. Okay, I love Victor Ntoni.
Okay.
Okay, like, big time. Remember Tabiso? Victor Ntoni, that's the guy we're playing in the car? Okay, like all the time. All
the
time.
The one who sings the song.
Yes!
Sugundi papazela.
Oh my gosh.
Dilijakun jengue. Paiming unuveni. Gumga wotwa. Diago yiga teta matulanje. You know, I always tell people that in my for me to find my voice, I needed to hear Bravik.
Yeah.
For me to find who Dumza Maswana is, and I had to listen to Bravik. I had to know Bravik, you know.
Yeah.
Because in his voice, I found mine, you know. Because I'm a baritone, and you know, growing
really,
up.
Really, you are? We didn't know that. did you know that he was a baritone?
Come on.
No, we didn't know that.
So, if you listen to the first album, it's nothing like this album, because I wanted to sing like everyone else. You know, I didn't like baritone, because as a baritone you must be at the back. You know, that's what we're told. That you need to just go there. Yeah.
First
you know,
part.
That's where you believe.
Yeah.
You know?
Not a first part, second part, third part.
And then you know, if we need you.
If we need you.
So that's what I thought. So I wanted to sing, I wanted to sound like Tevin Campbell, but the voice was not there.
Really?
You know.
Like can we talk for a minute?
You know. So when I heard Upravik, when I heard Isaac Hayes, you know, when I heard Barry White, when I heard all those people, I knew that Dumza, you can do it. So those are the voices that said to me, Dumza, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know, and here I am, and people are really responding so well to my music.
Hey, Dumza spoke about dead people. Did you hear that? He said Barry White.
Yeah.
Isaac Hayes. And then who else did he say? Oh, then Tate Bravik, obviously. Mm.
Yeah,
man. I was like, oh, okay. Mm. Yeah.
It's a lot of them.
It is a lot of them.
Yeah.
I can't tell you which one is my favorite song on Bravik's. I listen to Heritage all the time as well.
Yeah.
Whether today it's Celiana, then the following day is
Say two.
Say two guys, yeah. Mm. Like
bye.
Saya.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's good. And the next time I meet you, you need to sing me my album as much as you know.
Yes. No.
Is that a deal?
Of course.
Awesome.
Can I tell you? There's the second verse of Molo. No, it's actually not the second verse. What are the lyrics? Now that I'm trying to show off, they're like...
The second one is Ngumhlola.
Ngumhlola Mtswakazi.
Ngumhlola, Ngumhlola, Mhle. Unomzwakazi. Ngumhlola, Ngumhlola, Jongani Rami.
No!
Tsikiziwe. Unomkhitha. Inhloko yam.
Yeah.
Uya qhekeza.
Yeah.
Oh, Molo Ntombi yakwaTshwene. Chini.
Let's check me doing my own backing vocals. Mala.
Molo, Molo, Molo. Molo Ntombazana.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is awesome, man.
Guys,
yeah.
Can I tell you, that song, if someone had to say those words to me, I'll say yes immediately.
Ne.
Okay.
Like, no, man. People back on Ferreira, what's up? That's a serious pickup song. You sing that song, you don't have to be like, by the way, my name is, so give me your number. No.
Like Chikubulisi.
Yeah.
Chikubulisi.
How about all? What a romantic song.
Bulisu Kwalo.
And another thing, I love that. Do you know, my main person calls me Nontswakazi. So I was like, yeah, no, now they're talking about me.
You
they're talking
man.
About me. I said my main man. I didn't say I have one.
the main.
When?
The main one.
Oh.
The only one that matters.
Oh.
Like, don't be like that. Don't be that guy.
No, I'm kind of like how is this possible?
No, leave me alone. Leave me alone. He must leave me alone.
Well, fine. If there's a main door, there must be main man.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you know something I don't know?
Yeah.
Okay, and now you're here in Joburg. I remember I was saying to Mr. Goyesh, okay, if Dumza is going to be around Joburg, it's like, duh, he lives in Joburg. You know that one? He doesn't waste time. He just goes and cuts me off whenever.
Oh, yeah,
like, I don't know why he's like that, that guy. Yes. But anyway, yeah, we still love him anyway. Love you, Mr. Goyesh. Yeah.
I was hoping that he was going to be here, you know.
No, he's gonna come through. He has to. He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a choice, because on top of that, I know he manages a couple of people, but I also want to talk I want him to tell us about Misaki, because people are just like sleeping on that girl.
Yeah.
Like
yes,
big time.
Yes,
and
yes.
Yeah, you know. So okay, Dumza, now that you're in Joburg, you must give me your address.
All right.
Okay. No. But then first album, you told me that then you had to find your voice, then you found your baritone and all of that. Because I remember, I used to I think, remember, we used to talk about, say, most of the male musicians in South Africa are tenors, if you know, for lack of a better word, you know.
To the alto.
Yeah, to the alto, you know. Okay, and then obviously, then Brian Temba is mezzo-soprano.
Yeah.
Yeah. that song, the one that he sings, like, really, really, Yali Vito Lamusadi, can I can?
Zanele.
Zanele. Yeah. Yes. Zanele. I mean, really. Yeah. Like, you know, and it's high. Mm. And then next thing, and I was like sitting, then I came across Sabelo.
Oh, Sabelo Mthembu. That's my good friend,
Like, I don't have Sabelo's number. And, like, I mean, come now. You know, I must find Sabelo.
I'll hook you up.
Guys, Dumza is here and he's hooking me up left, right, and center. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll hook you up. Yeah.
And then I came across you and I was like, it's insane, because if you from Bravik, then I found Sabelo, then I find you, and I'm like, so we actually do have baritones in the country. You know what I mean?
We do have.
Yeah.
And I think also maybe it's someone moving from that mentality that bass is the bass, like B-A-S-S becomes the B-A-S-E, and that's all it is, that it cannot shine. It's like the foundation. It can never be on top.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys are changing, like, the face of that. You're changing the game completely.
We were in, what is the name of the place? Samuro.
Yeah.
You know, he was, we were having a workshop. He was workshopping us, the young musicians.
Mm.
So I went up to him to greet him during the break. And then he says, I think I've met you somewhere. We've never met. That it's my first time to talk to you. And then he remembers that, no man, are you the guy who was doing the tribute to Victor Ndoni with the 30-piece orchestra? I'm like, yes, I am. Mm. I was there. I was watching you at Market Theatre.
Wow.
And then he says, anyone who went to that show will never forget you, because first of all, I never expected you. I thought you were just, you know, when you came, I didn't expect that voice.
Mm.
But when you opened your mouth, I was like, who is this guy? Mm. You know, but this is what he said. He said, you are going to... Bravik did not sing a lot of songs.
He did like maybe four or five.
You know? And then he said, you are going to commercialize the bass. There's a lot of other guys that are going to come after you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And for me, that was like, you know, that stamp that says, you know, I'm on the right track. You know, I made a good decision, you know, for really, really using my voice.
Mm.
You know, so I think I think many of us, and I think others are going to
come as well. Which is important. Yeah. I'm telling you,
in business, we do. You know, when you start a new business, you do market research.
Yeah,
and market research to say who's doing what I do. You know, how often, and you know how far they've gone, or how long they've been in business, and so forth. I'm interested to find out, you know, how do you kind of like build, like, your confidence is really like it's up there.
Yeah.
And you know, how do you then kind of like find your way to stand out, you know, to be where you are. You know, for example, you know, Rami saying, you know, maybe there are other more bass singers or whatever. But then your uniqueness to a point where a Kaifa Semenya knows you, and you didn't even know that he did. And what does that mean to you, you know, as an artist, you know, to be recognized, you know, by such industry greats like that?
It's amazing. You know, when the album came out, I think there was that moment that everyone was like, okay, this is something fresh, you know. I can count a lot of people. I can just count a lot of people that in the industry, you know, like your Sipho Sithole's, they were playing this song, you know, and posting on Twitter about people, you need to hear this.
Me,
you
like know? Me.
You know, like people like you.
I lost my mind, guys, in the industry,
you know. For me, that I think just because of being true to yourself, you know, and do not ungoyiki, you know, kuba kuzawuthi, you know, just for me, I don't think there's anything else. I didn't even sit down and think about it. You know, I just had to be me.
Yeah.
You know? I appreciate the fact that you do perform a lot. You do a whole lot of live performances.
Oh yes.
I mean, Dumza can sing in your kitchen. Give him a garage, he will sing. If it's someone's lounge, he will show up. He will come and sing. If it's like at a at your baseline, at your market, he shows up and he sings. Yeah. I mean, he's you're very, very busy, and that is good. That is quite amazing. Yeah. So tell us about the tribute to Victor Ntoni, because nobody told me about it. About Gwesh, they say they know me, but then they never call me to these things.
Yeah, we did about 2015. To 2015, 2016, we did about, I think, 36 shows around South Africa.
36 shows?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
You know, we went to PE, went to Durban, we did a lot here in Joburg with a 30-piece orchestra. It was huge. It was
the
huge.
Logistics are
hungry. So now, how many soloists were there? Because clearly you didn't...
It was not just me. It was a lot of us, you know. Mainly the people that worked with him when he was still around. I think I was the only person who was, you know, recruited from outside, you know, Victor Ntoni, Heritage Band.
Yeah, yes. And
because
Mzansi, that Heritage Band is good, eh?
Yes, no, it's
good. Quite huge, they,
yeah.
No, they are. They're like, they're on fire.
Yeah.
So what's your next project? Where are you performing next?
This coming Friday, I'm in Grahamstown.
Oh yeah,
National Festival. Yes, I'm going down with my band. It's gonna be amazing, man.
So who's your band? Obviously, the Dope.
Yeah, Matope on piano. Sam Ibe.
Sam Ibe on drums.
Yes,
I worked with Sam.
I have the most amazing.
Sam is amazing.
And
he's handsome too.
And I have Shocks, you know,
on bass.
I have Shocks on bass.
Yeah.
And then I have my vocalists, you know. We're not taking everyone, you know. I would have loved to take everyone.
You know what I liked?
Yeah.
You know Doomzane? Okay, without trying to sound sexist. Doomzane has only male BVs. Right?
Yes.
And those boys can sing.
Yeah.
There's that clip that you did on Kaya FM.
Yes.
And then you give them like a few seconds to just give us a bit of themselves. Yo!
And I always do that, you know.
Yeah.
And reason for it, it's not about showing off, you know, but it's to say.
No, definitely.
All of us on that stage, whether you're a pianist, you are, when we are there, it's not just about Doomza Maswana.
Yeah.
It's the whole, it's
Doomza Maswana is the band.
It's all of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's all, we make a show together.
Yeah.
So people must know that they're not just backup, you know. They are talented. You know, they're not inferior. Mm. They are talented and they are amazing.
Mm.
You know, so when we're there, I mean, you know, one might not necessarily, you know, I know that for a fact that one would be like, okay, I think I like this guy, but you know, I want him to. So those guys do that for me. You know, they reach those notes for me.
Yeah.
They go there.
No, they do, eh?
For me, yeah.
Yeah, no, they get to heaven, eh?
They just go there.
I was like, wow.
Would there be an opportunity, maybe, let's say, for example, as an artist, obviously, you start your own record label and then you actually produce and release the same guys? Because, you know, usually you are not even threatened by their... how strong they are, and how, you know, they complement your work.
Yeah.
Would you maybe consider, you know, opening a record label and then you actually, you know, sign them up?
Not really. Yeah. Not really. Not now. That's Temba's job. You know, that's Temba's job. Mine.
And he does it well.
No, he does it well. You know, that's my guy's work.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, I sing. You know, I can help them. You know, here's the platform. You know, that platform is for all of us, it's not just for me.
Yeah.
That's the platform. They must just use it to shine, you know, and, you know, and maybe Temba will see them. And
okay, we're going to sing. We're going to sing now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. What do you feel like singing? But you have to sing Molo, because... Molo it will be. Wait. Mr. Gwesh, come. You need to take a video. Can we, like, sort this out? And make sure, like... When he gets to the second verse, you pen to me so that the people can know that he's singing about me. We have one. Yeah. No, we have to capture this.
I wanted him to capture the whole thing.
Yeah, no, he will capture the whole thing. He will capture the whole thing.
And of course, like, if you just joined us, it's Rami's birthday.
The show is
about her. The show is for her. We got an awesome artist to come and sing for her.
Yes.
Everything is about Rami today.
Yes.
Straight up.
All the way, way, okay. way. Okay, let's play music.
Yeah.
Thank you.
ntombazana enhle enomkhitha ecikiziweyo molo bije bije yazijija iziqenya ngobuhle bayo oh Rami gumtakabani lo uthixa ethegqi kusuke kukhanye kukhanye yabobotheka indoda incumancumeza ingangacholina phantsi molo 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 Rami this is for your birthday molo 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 ntombazana molo 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 ntombi molo kaloku molo 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 ntombazana madoda sudukani ngowam lo uhleli phaya
yes tell them tell them
indoda ekrokrayo thathe zakho indonga qula kwedini madoda khwelelani uRami ngowam indoda ekrokrayo thathe zakho indonga qula kwedini ungandijonge ebhatyini ndityimalam ndizityela amaqhoshe ebhatyam ungandicuntsi kaloku andetyi kwakho ndizityela amaqhoshe ebhatyam Ah, oh, ayeye, chikujongi, 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 gapaya. Yeah, that was Molo.
Yeah.
Hey. Guys.
Yeah, this is awesome, man. Yeah. This is
guys,
awesome.
I can't.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Romeo,
we take a moment. Yeah?
Do you want to say something? Hey, I'm like, so like...
yeah, so I think the beauty of your music, it's really in the way you deliver it.
Yeah.
And what inspires you to write the way you do?
It's where I'm from. Mm. You know, it's where I'm coming from. You know, the language, I mean, the way we speak to ladies, the way we talk to ladies, the way we talk to everyone.
Mm.
And it's also, you know, my relationship with God. You know, okay. I love God with everything I have. So I write about that life, you know, in my album. Mm. And I write about my journey, you know. I write about everyday life, man. I write about my friends. I write
about your daughter.
About my daughter, Emihle. You know, so... Yeah, so I write about everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Let's... yeah. Yo!
Yeah.
Hi, Shame.
Yeah.
Guys.
And as an artist, what do you wish for yourself? You've got two albums. You know, obviously, the standard thing would be to travel the world, you know, to get all the awards. But... If God had to ask you that question, what would you say to him? And he says to you, I'm going to grant you that request.
You just belittled the most important thing that I want to do in my life.
Okay.
Know, traveling the world. So, I know traveling the world is
what No, the thing is, that is going to happen. Like, check. That's why I signaled it out. That is going to happen by default.
Yeah. No, definitely.
So all I'm saying is, what is that one thing that you wish for yourself? Traveling is going to happen. Money is going to come. You're going to buy all the properties, all the money. Like, anything you want is going to happen because the talent is there. Mm. God has provided. What do you wish for yourself?
Man, this is... That's a loaded question. I would be happy if, well, of course, it involves or it includes, you know, traveling the world. You know, I just want the world to know who Tumzo Mazwana is. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell the stories, you know, South African stories.
Yeah.
And in my language, you know, I want people to know when they hear a person say Molweni Bethuna, you know, or a Xhosa word, they must think of me.
They're like, you know, are you saying that song?
You know,
you're like, no, I'm actually saying hello.
No, I'm just quoting, yeah. You know, because I think for me one of the most important things I always tell people that, you know, I think I'm an ambassador of isiXhosa because isiXhosa is my heritage. You know, I love that language, and I think this is singing is in a way my contribution. Singing in isiXhosa, you know, and the proper one is my contribution, you know, to promoting the language, because I think I have the most amazing, isiXhosa is just, you know, the most amazing language you could ever.
Yeah, well, very close to Spedi. We're
gonna have that conversation.
You just had to hoil in there.
Yeah, well, very close to
you got one is song.
Yeah. But it's sounding beautiful. Yo, half of the time I'm like, I wonder what it means, because, you know, sometimes you go deep with the language, and I'm like, I can't even spell it, even if I wanted to Google the dictionary and like check. You know, it is such a beautiful, beautiful language. And the melodies that you put on it, the way you sing it, the way you express, the way you interpret, it's just like, I need to marry a Xhosa guy.
Are you still single?
Sing like, I'm still very single. I was actually saying to my a very good friend of mine this morning, I can't believe I woke up alone again on my birthday. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, what's up with that? Can we fix it? Can we fix it, Jesus? You see, can I tell you something? You see, next year, I will not wake up alone. Amen. I will not wake up alone next year. It's not going to happen like that. It's not going to happen like that. Yeah. Come, Mr. Gwej, come closer to the mic. Let's talk to you. Guys, sure. Mr. Gwej.
Yeah.
Mr. Temba Gwej. We call him Mr. Gwej everywhere. Okay, first, he's handsome. Yeah. He's got charm for days and he's got clap bags for years. Mm. But he is like one of the coolest people you want to know, especially if you need proper management. I don't know why he doesn't want to manage me. He just thinks, I don't know, maybe I'm just like so bad. Mm. He doesn't like me. Mm. But this guy, Mr. Gwej, makes it happen all the time. Yeah. Okay? I've seen people who manage different artists and they'll be like, yeah, go, they'll sort you out. This one is always there. He makes sure that everything is running around and is going according to plan. Thank you so much for coming to Belated, and thank you so much for bringing Dumza. I am so excited. What a beautiful birthday present. I'm just
you.
Like,
and happy birthday once
thank
again.
Thank you. Can I keep him?
Yeah, I'm actually tired of him, so please take him.
But now you see, Temba, you don't manage just Dumza. You also have Msaki, and who else? Who else is on your books?
Sure, we have a couple of talent in our books. We've got Udumza, who was the first one who got us into this space.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of corporate work, but when he came and he asked us to work with him, then we jumped in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've taken on a couple of others. So we've got Msaki, who is an amazing musician. Along with Dumza, they were both nominated for the Summers this year in different genres and categories. We have a young upcoming artist who released a single, I think in April, Unia Pearl. She's making a studio album now for her debut. She is madly talented, young girl from Umtata. She's about to rock the space. We have Uzweli Dube, who is actor on Mubango and Mzansi Sexiest Man.
The one while people are bringing six pegs, he's got 12. He's like,
they're going to think this is a Photoshop.
No, he looks Photoshopped, Shem. Zweli. No, Zweli doesn't look real.
And we also have Uspesi Tlevazi, who's presenter on Selma Tunzi. That's our talent pool at the moment. I think we've been quite selective also in terms of who we do bring onto our books.
Oh, yeah, you don't do old people like me.
No, that's not the case.
Baba, can you please manage Ram?
She knows our conversation, so we'll take it offline. She knows our conversation. But that's our talent pool. I think it's just finding that balance between what the talent wants to achieve and what we think we can bring to the table. So we're always careful not to take on what we think we may not be best for. So often when we say no to somebody, it's not because we don't think they're talented or amazing. We're just, when we look at their journey and when they need to go, we probably are not the right person. Therefore, we must be able to say no.
Because you also, besides the talent, besides the people that you manage, you also deal with different products, different corporate companies that either need you to market their product, they need you to like spread it out there. So what's Amapele? We didn't even tell people what your company is, who you are, where can you be found, and that you're like the most amazing person for you to make sure that the brand gets out there, and then they must just pay you money and let you do what you do.
So firstly, it's not me, in much as I tend to stick out because I talk a lot. The business is Mahusiano. It's a young agency. We are about 3 years old now. Mm-hmm. I founded it with my business partner, Osoletu, and then we've got two other amazing people in our team that make stuff happen. So often when you see stuff, it's not really just me. It's the team's effort.
Okay.
We are a strategic marketing agency. We work largely with corporates. So I think 90% of our time is spent on corporate work, and then about 10% probably on the artist side.
Mm.
We work with a lot of the brands in automotive, in retail, as well as some financial services brands.
Mm-hmm.
Largely focused on communication, so content versus making stuff look pretty and all that stuff. No.
So you must come and partner with us and come and advertise on this show. We need partners on this show to come and advertise.
He's selling me ad space, guys.
Okay, but now Palisa, the producer, is giving us the looks because it's like 10 o'clock and we've got to go.
It's time,
and then she's starting to mute microphones and pulling cables and all of that. But thank you so much, Doomsa,
for having me.
I mean, I was like a horrible emotional wreck and I was just crying, but I am so happy you came through.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Gwej. You deliver all the time. I am so excited. Thanks, Maromza, for being that guy.
And
I saw your message about you sending me money. I'm so happy.
You were such a wreck, but you ran the show very well.
Thank you so much. That was Belighted on Rami's birthday. It's been fun. See you next week when we talk about South African National Blood Services, and we've got beautiful stories coming up next week. See you Monday, 9 o'clock. Belighted, we out.
This is CliffCentral.com.